South Korea has officially initiated the issuance of digital nomad visas starting January 1, opening its doors to foreigners seeking extended stays of up to 2 years. The move is aimed at bolstering its global competitiveness, aligning with efforts made by Southeast Asian nations to attract remote workers. Applicants vying for this digital nomad visa category must demonstrate an annual income of 84.96 million won, approximately $65,860, twice the average per capita income in South Korea recorded in 2022, as reported by the Korea Herald. Additionally, eligibility prerequisites include a minimum of 1 year's experience in their respective field and a minimum age requirement of 18 years. Prospective applicants must submit the necessary documentation to the Korean embassy in their home country. The granted digital nomad visa is initially valid for 1 year, with the possibility of renewal for an additional year. However, it's crucial to note that this digital nomad visa type does not authorize individuals to seek employment within South Korea, as the Yonhap News Agency clarified. Previously, foreigners opting to work remotely while residing in South Korea similar to a digital nomad had to navigate through tourist visa applications or manage stays limited to 90 days without a proper digital nomad visa. This development positions South Korea among a cohort of nations, including Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia in Southeast Asia, offering extended visa options catering to digital nomads, some extending up to 10 years.